talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of April, April 28th, 2023, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, Ryan has won the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. He can pick that up until 1 o'clock here today. Don't forget, we've got Friday Night Live tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock here on this station, and we're going to give away a Neighbor's Pizza this hour, so you got to get in on this competition. But before we get back to the trivia, now be thinking about this. Businesses on the south side of Marion. Now, so far we've got Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, Hills, and Joann Fabrics. Before we do that, in honor of Jerry Springer, there was an interview I did with him back on August 16th, 2012, so almost 11 years ago. I'm just going to play about 3 minutes of this, but this is Jerry Springer on this show back in 2012. I think he had some interesting things to say.
Jerry Springer, private citizen, is obviously very passionate. We can hear that. Will he run for office again?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm 68 years old. I think there comes a point when, I'm not looking for a job. I mean, that's the honest answer. I'm an immigrant. I came here when I was five. My family, my parents didn't speak English that well. You know, I believe in the American dream. I have lived it. I see that it works. So I just think part of being a citizen is you get involved in the public business. And so I'm just doing this. That's the reason I'm doing it. There's nothing I get out of it. It's not going to increase ratings on my show. So I love this country, and as millions and millions of other people do, and that's what we should all do. We should all be getting involved in this. I'm not doing anything unique. I'm just doing what most Americans do. They care about their country, and so therefore I'm going to push for the ideas that I think represent what America ought to be.
Jerry, you've been doing that talk show for a long time now, over 20 years. How long are you going to continue to do it?
Well, I've let NBC know that I'm going to be stopping my show when I'm 104. That's it, because I want to be able to enjoy my retirement. I want to be able to, I'm working on my shuffleboard, and I want to be able to play that well.
Any serious answer, Jerry? Do you still like doing it?
The truth of the matter is, obviously, I don't need to make a living anymore, but the truth is, it's so much fun to do the show. I mean, I wish I had a more sophisticated answer to why I keep doing it, but it's just fun. And I get to do all these other shows, too. I do this other show, Baggage, which will go into syndication starting September 17th nationwide. So I do that. I do The Price is Right out in Vegas. I enjoy being an entertainer. And you want to enjoy what you do in life, and that's fun. The politics is the part I take seriously. That's like religion. That's my passion. But my career, what my business, how I make money, and, it's being in show business, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Jerry, final question.
Jerry Springer on this show on August 16th, 2012. And, of course, Jerry Springer passed away yesterday at the age of 79. And we thank him for being on this show back in 2012, I guess it was. All right. Sorry he's not going to make it to 105 to play shuffleboard, but his show did end about 6 years later, and I think he lived a good life. All right, 21 minutes past the hour here. We're going to be giving away one large Neighbor's Pizza with one topping, and the question is, businesses on the south side of Marion. Were or are on the south side of Marion? We've got Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, Hills, and Joann Fabrics. What answers are missing? Quite a few. Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, Hills, and Joann Fabrics. What other businesses were or are on the south end of town? 740-383-9944. And we'll be giving away a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza to the winner this hour. Now, we've got nobody entered. Everybody has to re-enter because we did the drawing last hour for the $10 to Del Taco and the Del Taco Beanie. So, Ryan was the winner there. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff says Friendlies.
No Friendlies on the list.
Oh,
good guess, though.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to let him know.
Hey, what'd you make of Jerry Springer there? Well, interesting stuff he had to say.
Yep. Yeah, he was an interesting guy.
Do you think if he had run for governor of Ohio, he would have won?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, you got Jesse Ventura and Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. I don't know. He might have.
Could have.
He could have. Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right. No Friendlies on the list here today. All right. 740-383-9944. Businesses that were or are on the south end of town here in Marion. So far, we've got Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, Hills, Joann Fabrics. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
I'm pretty sure I put them on the list here. Let me double check. That's a McDonald's I don't go to. Yep, they are on the list. Got it. Hey, what'd you make of Jerry Springer? Oh, we lost her. Well, yeah, I'm interested to hear what people have to say on the Jerry Springer tidbit that we played there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What else do we have here? Go ahead, caller.
Elder Beerman.
No Elder Beerman, but a good guess. No Elder Beerman on the list, but not a bad guess at all. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's. All right. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Let's try Walgreens.
No Walgreens on the list, but a good guess.
I didn't hear you ask the question.
Yeah, what'd you make of what Jerry Springer had to say?
Yeah, I did listen to all of it, I mean, I don't know, you know, if he really didn't have to work and stuff and things, but did you say he was 69 or 79?
79. We did that interview back in 2012, so 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Oh, go ahead.
I thought maybe you said 69, and I thought, no, it's 79.
So I might have said the wrong thing, but yeah, he was 79 when he died. He was 68 when we did that interview, but it was interesting to me, that little tidbit. It's part of a bigger interview, but I thought it was interesting. He talked about, you know, he wouldn't run for office again at that point. That was 2012. How he liked doing his show, even though it was a goofy show. I thought there was some interesting stuff in there. Being an immigrant who lived the American dream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Yes, I didn't hear his interview when you've had him on.
Well, it would have been a long time ago. That would have been...
Yeah, that's one that I missed. Well, some of you replay, though, like Phyllis Diller, all those.
Well, I might have to put... You know, there's a lot of interviews, you know, like Jerry Springer, that have been a long time ago that I might put in the repeat sometimes. Maybe people would like to hear those.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thanks. All right. Now Judy's in the competition. McDonald's is on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south side of town. Pizza Hut, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, McDonald's, Hills, Joann Fabrics. What other businesses are we missing? Quite a few here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 still left on the list here. Now remember, it can be any kind of a business. All right, go ahead, caller.
Let's try Godfather's.
Godfather's, yes, Godfather's is on the list. You got it. Godfather's shows up on the list here. Pizza Hut, Godfather's, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, McDonald's. All right, let's go back to the list. Go ahead, caller.
Walden Books?
No Walden Books. Good guess, though. No Walden Books on the list today, but not a bad guess at all. Judy, so far in the competition here today. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said Ames?
No Ames on the list, but a good guess.
Well, hold on. What about Centerfield Batting Cage?
No, no Centerfield Batting Cage.
Al Super Duper.
No Super Duper.
Super America.
No Super America.
Speedway.
No Speedway.
Oh, come on now.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you went to the batting cages, you'd be striking out one after another here.
What about Foxy Lady?
Who?
Foxy Lady, the hair salon.
No, no Foxy Lady.
What about the old Urgent Care?
No Urgent Care.
The police station.
You're just going up and down the street.
Pinocchio.
No!
Give me some kind of clue, like how far up and down south are we going?
Well, it's the entire Delaware Avenue, pretty much.
Well, it can't be the entire, because I just named like 20 things.
Well, I didn't put them all on. It's past and present.
Okay, I'll call back.
Didn't you used to drive this route?
Yes, and that's what, okay, so you said past and present.
Yes.
McDonald's?
We already got McDonald's.
Oh, for crying out loud. And are you doing all the individual, like, businesses of the mall?
No.
Not all of them, but some of them?
We got Penny's and we got Sears. I'm trying to think if I'm looking
here. Rite Aid.
No Rite Aid.
The Dollar Tree.
No Dollar Tree.
Stephen Berry's.
No Stephen Berry's.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Keep trying. Oh, my goodness. Sarah was trying hard there, but we did not land anything. We were tossing them there out, weren't we? Bam, 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 bam. Okay, businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
House of Hernandez.
Yes, House. Now, Sarah gave about 27 answers there. Couldn't get a one, and you slip in and get an answer. Hey, thanks, Charlene.
Uh-huh.
Charlene comes in. House of Hunan, absolutely on the list. Well, Sarah, if you were driving the south end of town, why didn't you guess that one? The House of Hunan, of course. Go ahead, caller.
Arthur Treacher's.
Arthur Treacher's is on the list. See, Sarah didn't know what she was doing there, did she?
I can't believe it.
Okay. Thanks. Arthur Treacher's was on the list as well. Pizza Hut, Godfather's, Arthur Treacher's. All right, we still got a few here on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I was getting tired of saying good morning, Scott. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And, well, why not say the Fahey Bank? This is a political time. It takes a lot of money and stuff to perform in the political field. So I say Fahey Bank was there, and they moved out of there. And I got to go clear out east to do some banking at Fahey Bank. So is it on your list?
Yes, Fahey Bank is on the list. Now, what did you make of the whole thing earlier about a tell-all book? Should you tell it all or not tell it all?
Well, I know that you was just wondering what happened to Ted. He always calls in for his opinion. But here it is. You're writing the book. So that would be entirely up to you. But here's one thing I want to emphasize on. If you're writing a book, you believe in your heart that you know stuff that nobody else knows, I think you're one in a million. And when I start using, and several times on my opinion, I use the word million or millions. I'm talking about global now. We're not talking about Marion. We're not talking about Ohio, we're talking about global, because that is what we are, global, and we are heard around the world, which your radio station is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when I talk about millions, but you're one in several million, if you think you know something about somebody else that nobody else knows, I think you're one in or two or three in a million, because usually when somebody says, hey, I don't want this to leak out nowhere. I don't want this between you and me. Before you turn around, if you're in a room or if you're just one-on-one, before you turn around, there's 500 people knows about that same thing. So I don't think you have to worry about putting anything in your book that you want to write. Just write it the way you feel like it, and don't worry about and other people's opinion, because you're the one that's satisfied by it, and if you're satisfied by it, there's no other reason why you have to take a kind of a like a poll asking other people, because you're the one that's satisfied. You're the author, and it's the bestseller. It's the bestseller.
Hey.
So anyhow, what else, Scott?
Well, I was thinking, we were talking about, what did you hear Jerry Springer there? What did you make of his comments back in 2012?
Well, yes, I've seen Jerry Springer, and I'll tell you, my wife told me when we was first married, she was a movie star buff. I mean, talking about all the movie stars that we were associated with is almost all gone. But you know what? Here's one. Here I come, man. I want to be. Oh, Dale, Dale. Now, there was a singer that was back in our time and stuff. So we're relating clear back in the movies and stuff. And Jerry Springer, he was a good actor because he stood up there and you didn't know whether he was for it, against it, or whatever. But you know what? He was a good actor because see how many different fields he went into and could go into. And he was just found something, took advantage of it, and he made money on it. And like you say, he wasn't worried about making millions and millions. Young man, and he's out of it.
Well, and I'll tell you something interesting. When it comes to the whole book, because I didn't expect to have this conversation today with everybody, but I've liked having it.
Well, and that's the way it goes. You can mixture. You got to have a mixture sometimes. It gets dull on one thing.
That's right. And I think what the point of this is to me is that I here's the problem. Would I intentionally write anything bad about somebody? No. But it is in my mind that if I took everything out that I thought was bad or maybe would be perceived as negative, then I'm not really writing the truth. And it's very important for me to be truthful because nobody's perfect. And I think people should realize that I'm not perfect and none of these people who I've worked with or interviewed or been around is perfect. So it doesn't make much sense for me to write a book without including everything because then it's not truthful.
That is just like double jeopardy, I say. Maybe I use that word and don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you're going to write the book, you're the one that's sitting. And most authors, you know, they got places clear up in Vermont and all over the country. And they sit there. There's no one around or in their area and don't even know when they write these books and stuff. And so it comes clear out of their head. Why would it make any difference to you? What? If you're writing a sincere book, write it the way you want. And if you worry about hurting feelings, just fold the pages and forget about it. Because the book is from Scott Spears, an author, and that's the way it's published out, and whatever title, The True Story, Nothing But the Truth, and So Help Me God. We've heard that so many times that it's getting to be kind of a ragged edge thing, but I'll get off here because I could go on and on. I love talking about things like that and having the freedom of speech on your radio station.
What? Did you happen to hear the Jason Schauber interview this morning?
I sure did.
What'd you make of it? I thought that was very interesting.
Well, I think he's a person like a lot of us are. I don't know what age group he comes from, but I don't know my opinion about anybody in politics because I don't follow it, I don't read it, and on these Facebooks, they all come back, the tools of internet. How long, I'll ask you one question right quickly, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
How long has the internet been around? I mean, day one.
The internet's probably been around since the early 80s, but to be popular in everybody's homes, probably about 96, 97.
Okay, that's about the figuration. You remember that, when Carol and I was born, 41 for myself, 43 for her, that we never knew what a television was?
Is that right?
Well, that isn't right. That's positive. I'm going to write a book about it, and I'm not going to work being the truth. See?
Tell the truth about it. That's right.
Any of the listeners around here that's in the age group like that, we didn't know what TV was. We heard about it a little bit growing up. A lot of people, they can remember when they're 3 years old. Now, I never could remember my name even today. You know, I'm 81. So, but anyhow, getting back to the age back then, why, we never knew what television was, but there was a few stores had them in their windows, and people would gather around up there and look at the television, and that was a good publicity stunt because they sold TVs, or they were going to thinking about selling TVs. So see how things has grown so fast and so rapidly. But when I talk about millions, I'm talking about people. I imagine some country, can you imagine, Scott, some people that's 90 or 100 and over 100 that probably never seen other people before back in some of the isolated place in the world.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the other thing that I've learned today, I had no idea until this morning that apparently I had such power in this community that I am talked about in meetings as somebody, well, you should go on that show, you shouldn't go on that show. Who knew I had such power? I had no idea about this.
Well, you're talking about local and everything else, then you put yourself against the global. And then let's see how you come and stand up globally. You know, talking about confessions and stuff like that. The Pope. I wonder if the Pope could go around and write a book of all the people that had told him something that he didn't want to tell again. Or he, and now it's going to eventually someday, she. I can't use the word he and she anymore, but they. You know, you reflect back like that and think about that. Like I say, don't ever kid yourself. Once you make a statement, it goes nationwide and worldwide, and everybody knows about it in a blink of an eye.
I think you're right. Hey, thanks, Ted.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, Ted in the competition now. Ted, Judy, and Charlene in the competition here today. Businesses on the south end of town. Pizza Hut, Godfather's, Arthur Treacher's, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, McDonald's, House of Hunan, Hills, Joanne Fabrics, Faye Bank, all on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. 740-383-9944. About 21 minutes left till the drawing for the neighbor's pizza. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. Yes, Ponderosa is on the list. You got it. Ponderosa on the list. Now, Trish in our competition. Trish, Ted, Charlene, and Judy in here today eating a neighbor's pizza tonight, possibly. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Diner.
Marion Diner. Yes, I did put the Marion Diner on. You got it. Yeah. Marion Diner is on the particular list. You know, we've had about five in a row here. Sarah called in and rattled off about 75 businesses, didn't get a one, and then all these people are calling in, one-shotting them. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Oh, she just said Marion Diner, so I'm going to say Wendy's.
Wendy's. Let me see if I put Wendy's on here. No Wendy's on the list, oddly enough.
Okay, Scott, when you write the book, just thank everybody. I don't know if they put that in the introduction or what.
So I should nail them in the book, but then say thank you for being a part of the book.
Yeah, thank you all for being a part.
Yeah, thank you all. Well, like I said, the point, and I want to make this clear every hour because, you know, we flip every hour here and new people start listening. I'm not writing a book to trash anybody. What I'm doing is I want to tell true stories that people don't know, and to do that, you have to say things that have never been said before. And I know that there are going to be people who take those the wrong way and think I'm being mean. But the problem is that if I leave them out, then the book's not true. It's a false book. So why write the book? I don't know. It's a thing.
Are you just going to use the first name like my friend Pam or my friend...
Well, if I really don't like the person, I'll probably use their full name and middle initial. But... I'm going to identify first name and last name, but you know what's interesting? Here's an interesting thing. Whether it's let's say a national person like Jerry Springer, or let's say a local person like Madge Cooper, or let's say it's just somebody who people don't even really know, let's say like Abby, who I talk about a lot on this show. Now, all three of them would be in the book, but boy would be telling things without their permission. Now, would people think they're mean? I don't know. But if I left them out, it would be untrue. I guess what I'm saying is I would not put anything in there that wasn't true, but I would never intentionally hurt somebody, and that is what I would not like people to think. I really don't care what people think in general, but I don't want people to think that I am ever out to intentionally hurt somebody's feelings. Now, I'm out for the truth, but never to intentionally hurt somebody. I don't have that kind of thing in me.
Well, I think maybe if you ask them, they'll tell you not to put them in, but you can kind of just fish and ask them, you know, if I'm writing a book, and would it be okay if I put stuff in?
Well, right, but the problem is, I believe most people, and I hate to say this, are going to say, leave me out. Yeah, because they don't want you to say anything negative. But who writes a book that's all positive? I mean, honestly,
Unless it's a book, you know, motivation or something. Most of them aren't, I suppose.
Right, and because that's not reality. Life is not always perfect, and you can't go through and say, well, this person was great, this person was great, this person was great. Not to say that they didn't have good qualities, but everybody's got a little edge to them. I've never known anybody who didn't have an edge. But I'm also saying, in the book, I will tell things about myself that are not great, that maybe people don't know. I mean, I've never killed anybody or broken the law. But I'm sure I've done things that I would do differently if I had the chance again. I guess.
Yeah.
So it's not just other people. I'm putting myself in the category of, you know, I'm going to say things about, it's my book, I'm going to say things about myself as well that are not necessarily the most flattering things. So, you know, it's not just a hit job on other people. It's not a hit job at all. It's just telling normal, accurate stories.
Yeah, but seeing Marin, Well, we don't know where you live, but we can come and egg your place, I guess, if we don't like it.
Well, you know what? I think it's like the books that people write. You might not like what is said, but it'll be interesting because you didn't know it. When you read a book, don't you want to know something that you don't know? I mean,
even like Charlie, even if, you know, he didn't like, Harding or something. But, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's his opinion.
Right. And
he wants to write about it, I guess, so.
Right, and I don't think that honestly, if it's true, then why do people have such a problem with it? I mean, I guess that's where I'm stuck. I understand not everything is for public consumption, but do you remember? I mean, I have had people come on the air and sometimes be shocked when they'll talk about their ex-wives. And I'll think, now I wonder if their ex-wives would like that. You know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't, probably. You know they wouldn't.
Right, but you don't. And heaven know, I don't think I've ever come on the air and said anything negative about any of my relationships, but, you know, maybe one day, maybe I'll have a bad day one day and need something to talk about. You never know.
Well, you could have a second book. How about the bad stuff now?
That's right. The first book will be Everything I Wanted You to Know, and the second book will be Now Here's the Dirt.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, have a thank you section in there. I don't think I've ever said anything purposely negative about anybody I was ever in a relationship with. Not that I was never married, so I don't have any marriages to speak of. But I don't think I've ever, I've always tried to not do that. Because I think that sounds like sour grapes when you do that. Plus, I must have liked them at some point or I wouldn't have been around them. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Michael.
No Michaels on the list. What do you think? If I thank everybody, can I say mean stuff?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, why not? As long as I say thank you for being a part of the book. Thank you. Well, we're having a good time today. I hope everybody tunes in for tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun with Sean. Maybe I'll ask Sean about this tonight. You know, I wonder what his opinion will be. Maybe we'll get some call-ins tonight. Maybe I'll have somebody call in who I'm going to say something negative about, and we'll hash that out, 8:15 to 10 o'clock tonight. 740-383-9944. Hey, I got a lot of stuff to tell. Go ahead, caller.
Burger King.
Burger King. Yes, Burger King is on the list. You got it. Burger King on the list, without question. Well, we're rattling through them now. All righty, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Matthews Auto place out there that sells cars?
Yes, Matthews is on the list. You got it. Matthews is on the list. Well, we're winnowing them down now. Pizza Hut, Godfather's, Arthur Treacher's, Kroger, Sears, Penny's, Matthews, Ponderosa, Burger King, Faye, Joann Fabrics, Hills, Marion Diner, House of Hunan, McDonald's. We still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to go here. 7 still on the list. And I think we got a call coming in. Maybe not. If that's you, call in 740-383-9944. In about 12 minutes, we're going to do a drawing for a large neighbor's pizza, one topping, which you can enjoy tonight while you listen to Friday Night Live. Go ahead, caller.
Arby's.
Yes, Arby's is on the list. You got it. Arby's made the list as well. Of course, Arby's on the list. What a good place that is to eat. All right, just a few left here now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 left on the list. Businesses that are or were on the south side of town. Go ahead, caller.
How about that El Campesino?
No El Campesino, but a good guess. No El Campesino on the list, but not a bad guess at all. 12 minutes left to go here. Now, let's see here. A lot of these businesses are no longer... Well, that one's still out here on the south side. But a lot of these are no longer in business, so we've still got a lot that are no longer here. Think in that vein, on the south side of town. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Sansodas?
No Sansodas on the list. No Sansodas on the list here today. Kind of think of the past. Most of these are from the past now. There's one on here that's still here on the south side of town. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff says the Scotch and Sirloin, and I say the Brown House.
Neither one, but good guesses.
Okie doke.
Neither one on the list, but not... Well, neither one on the list here today. Past businesses. Still got the 10 minutes to get on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
The LK.
No LK on the list.
Kennedy Ford.
No Kennedy Ford. No LK and no Kennedy Ford on the list here today. 10 minutes left to go. Large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Godfather's?
Yes, we got Godfather's.
Godfather's
already on the list here today. But a lot of businesses from yesteryear, only one left on the list, is still out here on the south end of town. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
I'll have to go with your sponsor again, and I don't get the proper lettering, the CRP Mechanicals.
Yep, not CRT, not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, come on, Scott. Got to remember those sponsors.
I know. I'll be thrown out.
Okay.
Thanks. No CRT Mechanical on the list here today. How could I forget them? My goodness. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune in tonight. We're going to have a heck of a time. It's going to be a wet, cold night. 8:15 to 10. Tune us in tonight. We'll be giving away stuff, having a good old time. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try that Cervix.
No Cervix on the list. No Cervix on the list here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Goodyear.
No Goodyear. Hey, what's the poll in the office? Should I tell the truth in the book or keep it all nice?
I tell the truth.
Yeah, so people, that's what people really want to read, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, thanks. All right, there we go. 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town here in Marion. Tell the truth. Get it all out there. Exercise your demons. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say east of Chicago? I used to love their buffet.
No east of Chicago on the list, but a good guess.
Their buffet was just fantastic.
What do you think? What do you think in under a minute? Put all the truth in the book or just have it nicey nice?
Well, put all the truth and include names. You can include my name. I'm sure I'm in there somewhere.
I don't know. You know? Maybe.
Oh, I'm sure it's in the humorous, juicy part. Okay, see you later.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you never know. 7403. 3-9-9-4-4. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of fun here today. You know, I thank everybody for listening. We have a lot of fun on this station, and we'll continue to have a lot of fun until the train gets to the last stop and I get off. Go ahead, caller.
Taco Bell.
No Taco Bell on the list. No Taco Bell on the list here today. 52 minutes past the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, that train may be getting to the last stop sooner than you know it. 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Colonial House restaurant?
No Colonial House. Good guess, though. No Colonial House on the list here. Lot of businesses from yesteryear, though. Only one, I believe, is still there. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Fancy Toyota.
No Toyota on the list.
Does the cemetery count as a business?
You know, it certainly is. Not on the list, but a good guess. I may end up in the cemetery if I write this book. You never know. 740-383-9944. You know, isn't that what they say when you write a book? Tell where all the bodies are buried. Just alleviate your system, I guess. All right, go ahead, caller.
Bath and Body.
No Bath and Body Works. No Bath and Body Works on the list. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
This could be the penultimate answer. I don't remember the name of the business, but, you know, there's a vacant lot next to the station, and that used to be a carryout, but I forget the name of the place.
Yeah, Ann's Carryout.
So, yeah, is that on there?
Nope, not on the list. Good guess, though.
No, there's also a little convenience store, like, about a block south on Prospect. I don't know the name of the place. Is that on there?
Nope, not on the list.
Okay, well, I thought there was...
I think that's Prospect Street Party Store or something like that. Not on the list here today. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 left to go. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
How about Smith Clinic?
No Smith Clinic. Good guess. No Smith Clinic on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Well, in about 6 minutes, we're going to find out who's going to get the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza tonight. We've got Judy, Charlene, Ted, and Trish in the competition here so far, but we'd love to add some more people here as the day goes by. Go ahead, caller.
How about Music Land?
No Music Land. No Music Land on the list here today, but that is a business from yesteryear to be sure. 55 minutes past the hour. Big drawing for a Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, large, coming up. You can listen to Friday Night Live tonight, 8:15 to 10, and eat your pizza. Go ahead, caller.
How about Almond's Department Store? I wonder if I said that one before.
No almonds. No Almond's Department Store on this particular list here today. Businesses that are or were on the south side of town. Well, we've had quite a few, but we don't have the last few here. Go ahead, caller.
Cooper's Bowl.
No Cooper's Bowling. No Cooper's Bowling on this particular list here today. All right. Just a few left. Go ahead, caller.
I think we're all keying around the Southland Mall, but how about on your street going south Sims Junkyard?
No Sims, but a good guess.
Is it over on that street, Scott?
Let's see here. These were all on either, they were off of or on Delaware Avenue.
Okay, how about the, I call them filling stations, that's how old I am, but Speedway.
Not Speedway, but there is one on here.
Okay, and it used to be, hold on, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there is one filling station, gas station, whatever you want to call it, on this list. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Kay's Jewelry?
No Kay's Jewelry on the list. No Kay's Jewelry on the list here today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 left to go. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Shell.
No Shell. Good guess. No Shell on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Businesses that are or were on the south side of town. Large Neighbors Pizza coming up. Judy, Charlene, Ted, and Trish. Go ahead, caller.
How about GNC?
No GNC on the list. No GNC on the list here today. Ryan's got his $10 to Del Taco and Del Taco Beanie here that he won earlier on. About 3 minutes left here in the program today. How about this? This has been a lot of fun. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10. Go ahead, caller.
Marathon?
No Marathon on the list. No Marathon on the list here today. One gas station on the list and some other businesses, all on Delaware Avenue. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Maurice's?
No Maurice's on the list. No Maurice's on the list here today. Oh, my goodness. Still got a few answers here. 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on the south end of town. Go ahead, caller.
Sunoco or Motomart?
No Sunoco or Motomart. No Sunoco or Motomart on the list here today. Is Sarah going to make it back in with a correct guess? She's not in the drawing here. All right. Oh, here she is. Go ahead, caller.
Are you talking about me?
I just said, is she going to make it in before the time's up and get one right?
I was in the bathroom.
We all... That's going in the book.
She used the bathroom. Hong Kong Buffet.
No Hong Kong Buffet.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Right. Oh, no. 740-383-9944. We caught her in the can. Okay, 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10. Go ahead, caller.
Kroger Gas.
No Kroger Gas. No Kroger Gas on the list here today. Boy, I think we've hit about every gas station on this street, except the one that is on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Gameland that was at the mall?
No Gameland. No Gameland on the list here today. All right. Well, we've only got about a minute left, and then we're going to draw for our neighbor's pizza, one large, one topping. It's going to be Judy, Charlene, Ted, or Trish at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I guess it's Ohio.
Not Ohio.
Well, there was one on the corner there, BP?
BP, you got it.
Okay.
Thanks. British Petroleum, old BP is the one we were looking for. All right, we got about 30 seconds left here before we're going to do our big drawing, 740-383-9944. We got our gas station, but there are still four businesses left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
If he said, I was going to say BP, is that what he just
said? Yep, we got it, BP.
Yeah, on the corner there, okay.
Yep, we got the old BP station on the list. That's where I used to get my tires filled with air. They had a good air machine there. All right, 7-4, we'll take one more call before we do the drawing for the large, one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. So far, we've got Judy, Charlene, Ted, and Trish in the competition here. Still four businesses left to go. Who's going to get in? Go ahead, caller.
L&K Restaurant.
Not L&K, but a good guess. No LNK. All right, we're going to do the drawing now. Now, remember, you just call Neighbor's Pizza tonight and give them your name and tell them that you are the winner from this program because I will have given them your name. We've got Judy, Charlene, Ted, and Trish, the winner of today's Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one topping, is Charlene. Charlene, you're the winner. I hope you're celebrating there in the office. Call Neighbor's Pizza. Tell them your name. They'll have it. One large, one topping pizza. Everybody, tune back in tonight. Friday Night Live. It's going to be a great program. Sean Kraft and I, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. No better way to spend a rainy Friday night. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It's a great impact.
Pat, as we end this interview, and I always hate to say goodbye, but you say you love to sing, I Love Your Voice. Can you give us a little line of something as we part ways here?
What, a song?